sudden you're amused.
Loud.
I know, it's scary. Welcome by Amused Lazy Nerd. I'm sorry.
Hey, Amused.
Guys, this is really sad because this is the last episode of season 5. And unfortunately, I didn't even get to do like me coming back from exchange because I'm not even back. But who knows, maybe there'll be another episode with me talking about that. But I thought it'd be nice to, you know, I did this last year with Maya, just like say our thoughts about the year and do a little recap. Everyone on the podcast team is going to speak, but today it's me and Olivia on a Zoom call talking, yapping back and forth. Olivia, I know you have some notes written down about the year. Do you want to present them perhaps?
Yes. Hello, Amused listeners. It's me, Olivia. So excited to be wrapping up the year. As many of you may know or may not know, this has been my first year at Queen's. However, I'm not a youngling. I'm sadly 21. I just transferred here. So very exciting. I have about one more year left, hopefully, if all goes well, maybe some summer school. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of wanted to give my thoughts after, you know, hearing about Queen's for years, deciding to transfer here and kind of finishing off my first year, which was honestly, if I had to give it a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say 8.25.
Okay.
Honestly, like I deduct the 1.75 from like just the college experience, like in general, like cooking, cleaning, like being away from home sometimes, a little sad, but honestly, like no complaints really. But yeah, kind of a little lore on me. I was very, very unhappy at my previous school. And I always feel a little, bratty when people always ask me, like, their number one question when I told them I transferred to Queens was like, oh my God, why did you leave your other school? And I always sound like weird because like, I don't want to like trauma dump on these people, like the reason why. And I'm just like, oh, I didn't like it. And people are like, wow, this girl's like so ungrateful. But I actually was very not okay there.
It was like that. She was definitely not okay.
Yeah. It was either like medically speaking, like I had to leave, or I had to do online school or something. I just could not be there. It was very isolating. It was super hard to make friends, and you don't realize the toll it takes on you because everyone's like, "Oh my God, I want to pack up and move to another place or move to another country." And without sort of a community or understanding who you know out there, it is extremely difficult. And, you know, some people might be like, oh, like, I'm really outgoing. So am I. I had no problem, like, meeting people, but it was the actual making friends that was super difficult. People were not so down to see you again or plan things. And kind of my thoughts on the Queen's environment, which I absolutely love, is that everybody is go, go, go. Like, nobody is ever not down to make plans for the weekend. I found at my old school, you'd be like, so what are we doing this weekend? And everyone would be like, honestly, like, I can't even think about that right now. Like I don't even know. And then people would just sit around and then maybe go to a house party. I feel like at Queens, people always have tickets to the next crazy techno night, you know, stage rage. They've got all these line skips. Like, I'm just like, wow, like, every weekend, you know, people just have a plan, and I appreciate that a lot. In terms of like, yeah, like the party scene, like it was just so much nicer, especially coming from someone who doesn't drink too much or go out too much. Like, it was like the perfect balance. I found like I could really enjoy my time here with my friends. First semester was really fun. Obviously, Jamie was in Kingston and, you know, frolicked and, you know, conducted some tomfoolery. But second semester, I was a little lonely, and this year I joined Vogue, and I had a really enjoyable time, but I found I wasn't really, like, making any, like, close, what's the word, like, take-home friends. Like, I felt like every time I showed up to
rehearsal. But you were making, like,
yeah, like, yeah, every time I showed up to rehearsal, I had so much fun. It was great. It was, like, my social, you know, talking, like, environment for the week, 2 times a week. It was nice to, like, see these people I don't normally see and, like, chat and be like, oh, like, everyone felt like really fun coworkers, like, at a job you like, and you're like, oh my God, I love talking to my coworkers. They're so much fun. But then you, like, never hang out outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't taking it too personally. I was just maybe, like, you know what, maybe just these aren't like the friends for me, like whatever. And I was I wouldn't say struggling, because I've had it really bad before. And honestly, I was very grateful. It was more like, okay, just going with the flow. The second semester, I was a little lonelier with Jamie being on exchange. And, you know, I think I wanted to like really just try and find my friends. And I ended up making some really great friends the last month of school. Shout out to them. I don't know if they'll be listening, I made some.
I know who it is because I fucking made the connection, and they definitely will not be listening.
Okay, but maybe, you know, maybe Massimo and Serena will listen. But Massimo, shout out Massimo, Serena, and Griffin. I made some friends in Vogue, and that was awesome. And yeah, and Jamie's friends with Griffin and connected us. And Jamie's for years been telling me she wanted us to be friends. So this is all Jamie's doing, really.
No one. No, you guys don't understand. I'm a freaking mastermind. Everyone's my little puppets, and I have strings on them.
Yeah.
No, I'm just. Yeah. And for by years,
no, you mean actually
a year. And for years, you mean maybe a year.
Yeah. Well, no, last year and this year. Even this year, you were like, you guys need to hang out. And I was like, so shy. And I was like, not shy, but like, I'm like, I don't really like, I don't know, how do you make friends? Like, that's the age old question, right? I ended up making friends, really fun. And my last month of school was honestly like totally rocking. I had our Vogue show, which was so much fun. We had all our kind of last socials, which were really fun, and hanging out with my new friends. And yeah, I was really excited to go home though too, just because like, I really like my like, you know, my little environment back home. But I also had a lot of fun, and it was like a very healthy, happy, bountiful year.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like an academic standing, I found a lot of my profs were very similar to my ones at UVic because it was the same program. A lot of the art history profs are pretty similar. And I found it was honestly pretty good. My classes, just finished my last little exam, online exam today, which went really well. I got 70%, which C's get degrees. So that was great. And then, yep. And yeah, so in terms of like school, I did really well. Very happy. I made some, you know, some moves in my career. Again, maybe because of Jamie, maybe not. Some people
can
speculate. But no, I had a lot of fun this year. And it was so nice being closer to my, you know, home friends, but also like in a new environment like Kingston. I just had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing this podcast. The podcast shoot, honestly, highlight.
Let's like talk about that. You guys don't even understand. Like the podcast shoot. Sorry, I got a message because I'm so popular and I'm a puppet. I'm a mastermind puppeteer.
Real.
Oh my God. Let me put my phone on don't disturb. What was I going to say? No, you guys don't understand, because when we did this shoot, basically, shout out Perla, came to do our makeup. I don't know what happened. Something went in my eye. I literally, it was horrible. Like, my eye was so red.
We had a curse that day.
It was absolutely cursed that day. Like, I had to, like, go under the sink and, like, run it after Perla just finished my eye makeup, but she did it on the other side. We were so late to the shoot. It was unbelievably cold out. We couldn't get an Uber because we were like, okay, we can't walk. Then we ended up running. We were freezing cold. It was absolute chaos. But that shoot was chaotic, but the photos turned out really, really good. I'm very happy about it. To recap my year, honestly, it was a lot of fun. Last year I was, you know, a different version of myself, and now I'm this version of myself because I went through a breakup and I was like anxious and stuff like that. And then I wilded out and I was on Vogue and I met a lot of great people in Vogue, and I had a different experience this year. I definitely miss home a lot, being on exchange. And I feel like I'm very grateful for my friends. Like, and I keep thinking about that, how lucky, like, I'm so rich with friends. Like, you know, in that expression, I feel very privileged that I have such amazing people around me. And I obviously love being on exchange, but fuck, I miss my friends. Like, I miss my friends. Like, I really miss my friends. It's tough, but I can't complain. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm turning 21, and I'm waking up at 3 a.m., Actually, I'm waking up at 2:50 a.m.
Birthday trip.
Yeah, I'm excited to catch a 4 a.m. bus to sit in the airport for 4 hours because that was the only bus available that was not gonna like make me miss my flight. Then I'm going to sit in the airport again for another 3 hours until my sister comes. And then I'm gonna travel. I'm very stressed out packing. But yeah, but I thought let's do some roses, not roses with thorns. Let's do our favorite moments from the podcast. Olivia, this is a test. If you listen to every single episode.
Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite episode/moment from the podcast this year?
My favorite episode was the fortune teller, I think. I mean, the sex therapist was also really good, but I have to say the fortune teller. Those were just, like, really fun, like, getting to reach out to those people and them coming on. We love a good guest on the podcast, especially a professional. But my favorite moment from that podcast is when she told Jamie that Jamie was very, like, a leader and very much, like, it was, like, I think she said you were, like, assertive, but, like, you, like, help people and, like, you're, like, the leader and, like, you're making sure that, and I'm, like, that's literally her. She's the puppet master, but in the nicest way possible. Like, Jamie is the leader. Like, she is making sure that everyone is reaching their full potential. And if we were in apocalypse and we had to nominate a leader of a small community, I would pick Jamie.
You would?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I feel like you have that, like, goal. Like, I wouldn't be, like, maybe not a huge community because I don't want people to, like, target you. But, like, a small community, like, I feel like, yeah.
That's so nice, Olivia. I really appreciate it. Actually, from that podcast, I think my favorite moment was she goes, you don't know how to save your money, but you still have money coming in. What's up with that? Yeah. She really called up my financial situation in terms of my own spending habits, which are fucking horrible. I really got called out there. My mom listened to that episode and she was absolutely pissing her pants when that happened. And I was like, it's not funny. It's a serious thing. I'm turning 21 and I don't know how to save money. So maybe I should get a financial advisor if I'm on the podcast next year.
No, wait, that's actually a really good idea.
Shit, let me write that down, guys.
Yeah, we should actually.
Wait, let me write that down. Let me quickly podcast up. I have to get rehired, guys. It might not be me next year, but.
And we should ask the sex therapist to come back and then psychoanalyze us all. Wouldn't that be fun, listeners?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to say financial. Wait, how do you spell financial? Advisor.
Financial.
Okay, got it. I think my favorite, well, I'll give a little stat post here. The episodes that did the best were the sex therapist one, but I think what actually came before that was to ghost or not to ghost episode. I really, really liked the to ghost and not to go episode, especially because it was happening at a time in my life where I mean, if you listen to it, you could feel that I personally related to it. I was going through something that really pissed me off. So I really had an outlet, but I liked hearing about it because it's something that just happens in Queens. And I wanted to hear, like, why are people doing this? Why are people not doing this? Opinions. Sex therapist one, I love because everyone loves talking about sex. That's why Sex in the City is a great show.
Yeah. And I second that.
Yeah. I think those are my favorite episodes this year. Oh my God. What was your least favorite episode, Olivia?
I don't think I have like a least favorite. I just like think maybe I'll say one I didn't listen to.
Okay.
Not because like I had any opinion. I just like didn't get around to listening to. Let me check.
I'm literally not offended. Like I think my mom is the main listener sometimes.
Real.
And that's because I asked her.
Okay. To be honest, no hate to the lovely bands who play Battle of the Bands. Ooh. At Muse. I did not listen to the Battle of the Bands episode just because, like, they were, I don't know, it just felt like a little too, like, nonchalant for me.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I don't know too much about music and, like, the inner workings of these bands. I don't know. I just, like, I wish there was more, like, hyper energy for me. I think I'm maybe like a iPad baby and like need to be stimulated more. I don't know.
That's valid. One thing I'm upset about from that episode is that I made them like guess my favorite bands, and I think I forgot about every single person I've ever, every artist I've ever listened to before, because the bands that I said were my favorite, I don't even like that much. I was like,
Wow.
there's so many other bands that I like so much more, and I could not think of any of them. Do you know what happens? I
Wow.
swear I'm cool and I'm like amazing, and like I'm not like other people, but I'm exactly like them, but I'm really unique with my music. And I couldn't think of one fucking band besides that one that sings Kill Me Girl. You're joking. I was like really upset about that.
I think in for 2024 is not trying to prove ourselves through our music tastes.
No,
I
that's
think
the
people,
feature I need, though.
but I'm just saying, like, I think like we as a society need to like let people listen to what they want. And I don't think we should think we're more unique than people because we listen to indie music, because I've seen this indie epidemic at Queens, and it's wow. Somebody said it on the confessions page, there is an indie epidemic, and I agree. I think people need to just start being themselves and like what they like and not focus on the genre it fits into.
I
Thank you.
agree. I agree. The one exception is I'm so sorry, but if you like avidly listen to The Greatest Showman, you have to
No,
stop.
you can't even use that example. It's such a good one.
What do you mean?
It's such a good show, though. Like, why wouldn't you not?
No, I'm sorry. I don't want you to be like, this is the greatest show. Shut up.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. But I think,
You
like,
sing
this.
Hamilton.
Who was an orphan? No.
Cards on the table.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like everything's so subjective. As long as the music honestly like isn't hurting anyone, like if you were singing like, you know, like really controversial stuff like that about like hurting people, then I'd be like, maybe not. But honestly, like to each their own, you know?
Yeah, but I'll circle back. The Greatest Showman hurts me really badly. When people sing that out loud, I have to physically vomit.
Yeah,
So
I've not encountered
stop.
that, honestly, like people singing it to me. Maybe my like 8-year-old cousin. So I don't know who you're hanging around.
I'm hanging around some weird people that love to say, this is the greatest show.
It's you, actually. I think it's guys, I think the call is coming from inside the house because Jamie sang it 4 times in the last.
That's so fucking rude. It's definitely not coming from inside the house. Right now, the only thing I'm listening to is hot, sexy music. Chapel Roman.
Chapel Rowan.
Chapel
Yep.
Ronan.
Yep.
And obviously Declan McKenna, because if nobody knows, I met Declan McKenna and I'm seeing him in 2 weeks in Paris for his closing tour of the European tour. So if he falls in love with me, see ya.
Do you think
Anyways,
you'll bring
that's
a book to the concert to make you seem more interesting?
I'm gonna bring, I don't know what I'm gonna bring. I'm gonna bring something. I'm
Okay.
going to bring something so new and so innovative that you know, fun fact, Chapel Ronan actually opened for Declan McKenna. That's crazy, right,
I did
guys?
not know
Anyways, that's pretty much it. That was the end of this episode. I really hope you guys have a great year. I hope you guys have the most sexy summer. I hope that you guys all have sexy energy and you protect your skin, you don't roast it, you don't try to get melanoma out in the sun, you wear some hot outfits, you
Fake
drink
tan is in,
drinks.
people. Fake tan is in.
Yeah, fake tans. And I hope if you wanted a job, you got a job. And I hope if you didn't get a job, you just didn't get a job.
People just don't want to work these days.
People just don't want to work. Get off your ass.
Your ass and get to work.
I hope that all of you guys fall in love, and I hope that if you get your heart broken, you sing a song about it.
Yep, real.
And I hope if anybody wants
Don't
to
forget to
have,
monopolize on your pain at all chances.
yeah, I also hope that if anyone is interested in starting a band and needs a front woman, I also am interested in that. So please reach out for that experience. I hope Michael's going to be doing something. So Michael, it's off to you. You can answer the questions we talked about. Also, let's just give a shout out to Michael because he actually is everyone clap. You guys don't understand. Michael's literally the backbone of this podcast because he edits every single episode. So without him,
Yeah.
you won't be hearing my voice once every 2 weeks, or if we forget, twice a month.
Yeah, and it'd be like really like chaotic, I think.
without him.
Like, I don't think I could, like, sit there and listen to our recordings and edit them. Like, I think I would just give up personally. So he's a real one for sticking through it.
We love you, Michael. Now speak.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Muse listeners. Michael here, and I'm a bit under the weather, so I'm going to keep my segment short, but first and foremost, thank you, ladies, for calling me the backbone. You guys are obviously the stars, but I do appreciate it. I'm trying what I can. Amused. I think this has been a pretty fun time for me because, I mean, I do a fair amount in the community, but I haven't been involved in an official club, really. So this was really fun. It was just fun to meet new people and edit and be out in the world, really. That's what I think a bunch of these groups at Queens are all about. That's why I do them, at least. But my favorite part, I definitely have to say that the photo shoot was probably the best part. I really enjoyed doing that. That was fun, just coming in wearing some 60s and 70s outfits that I happen to already own. And take those photos. That was pretty fun. One thing I wish I did was I'm good at time management, but I missed a few things. So I never got my, like, photo for the Muse releases done. So that wasn't very smart of me. I wish I did that one. But that's all right. What else did I really enjoy doing? I really enjoyed making the intro music for this year. This was pretty fun. I remember, Jamie, you just wanted me to make something, so I sent you this one and turned out okay. And then I sent you some other options, and yeah, we decided this was the one. A little fun, little 70s kind of organ kind of podcast idea, so that was fun. Working on that one at the start of last semester, just coming up with something that would be groovy, something that could make us laugh. And that was that. Yeah, I think that's about it. That's about it for me. Thanks again, Amused. Amused listeners. Muse Magazine, of course. I hope you've been amused.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Have a good summer.
All of a sudden, you're amused.